And as we've been reporting this morning, Buller is bracing for flooding. Rain has begun to fall in the western part of the South Island. Heavy falls are expected later today, and it is expected to be an extended weather event affecting Buller, Westland and parts of the Tasman district until Thursday evening. Buller and Westport have experienced two major flooding events in the last 12 months, and some residents have only just returned to their homes after repairs. Let's talk now with Jamie Klein, the Buller District Mayor. Kia ora.
Good morning, Susie.
Firstly, what is the weather like where you are?
Look, it's been a quiet night. I think it's there's a little bit of rain out there, but it hasn't set in as anything seriously torrential in Westport right at the moment. So it's still in the pipeline by the look of it.
Okay. What preparations have you been making?
Look, this first sort of come on our radar when the orange warning was issued on Sunday. So we pulled together a Zoom meeting of the key agencies and started getting on everybody's radar. And then yesterday, during the day, we activated our emergency operations centre and reached out to our partners out of district for some key human resource to come in and help us. And obviously got some things like large pumps and things on the road ready for they're in the district, ready to assist over the coming days if the worst should come.
So have you had to bring in extra people, extra machinery in anticipation of what could come?
Yeah, so we're fairly scarce in terms of controllers and key sort of management people. And, there's some deployable bunding that we can get from out of district, and these large stormwater pumps aren't something that you have sitting around. So they're all been, those are the sort of preparations that we can do in peacetime, if you like. Certainly the advice from the Met Service that the numbers they were talking are quite significant and concerning, especially the duration and the potential for that to be right across the large catchment of the Buller River and our other rivers further north. And then the West Coast Regional Council CRAT team certainly suggests there's potential for quite a significant event.
When you're talking about a significant event, what does that mean? What kinds of things are you thinking could happen over the next couple of days?
Oh, well, I mean, there's potential for, obviously from the river, flooding-wise, there's potential for some inundation and things if it was at the sort of upper end of their predictions in and around Westport and potentially other parts of the district. And obviously we've got a really fragile roading network as well, so we're highly likely to have slips and road closures and surface flooding and things like that as well. So so they're going to refine that during the day today. Like, we have got time on our side, so they'll refine that during the day today, and we'll get a better feel for when the peaks could be later in the week.
Are you anticipating evacuations?
Oh, that's far too early to say. Those sort of decisions will be refined during the day today, I'd imagine.
Okay. Some of the areas have been very hard hit, particularly in Westport. Are those the areas that you are concerned about this time round as well, the same areas?
Oh, absolutely, yep. So, I mean, they're low-lying areas, so they're the first to be affected by any rising flood water. Particularly concerned, I think, in this one, talking to scale at this stage, is probably more the rural community, certainly in the outskirts of Westport, but right in the middle of calving. Some of them will certainly have significant parts of their farms underwater at some stage in the next few days, I imagine.
So for quite a lot of places, the land is pretty waterlogged as well. How much is that going to affect the situation that you've got potentially a lot of water landing on ground that's already sodden?
Yeah, certainly, and that's certainly a factor for the roading network, particularly, it's pretty rugged terrain our roads pass through, and a lot of active slips and rain of this nature will certainly activate some of those again. So certainly will be a tricky time for people to be on the roads, after today, I would think. They need to keep an eye on the advice on what's open and not, and certainly the road crews will be kept busy, I would imagine. The other thing that's slightly different this time around is significant snow melt. So this is a relatively warm northerly flow. So they're expecting the freezing level to rise quite a lot. So that will free up quite a lot of snow that will find its way into our rivers as well. So that's a wee bit of an unknown.
So that means that you could end up with dealing with more water than actually the amount that's fallen?
Absolutely, yeah. That could be added quite significantly. And I think they're also a little bit concerned about weather through into the weekend as well. So there's sort of a wee bit of a potential for a sort of a double peak this week as well, with this sort of prolonged period in the next couple of days. And then certainly what we could get at the weekend, could bring things up again.
How are people feeling about all this? Because there are some people who've been flooded out of homes more than once who are now staring down the barrel again.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, a lot of anxiety and you know, people are just over it, as we all are. But, you know, it's Mother Nature, isn't it? So it's a bit of a 50-50 call as to you know, we try and share the information with the community, give them as much warning as we can and put the preparations in place that we can. That's really how we choose to respond. And the rest of it is up to what Mother Nature throws at us.
Appreciate your time this morning. Jamie Klein there, the Buller District Mayor.